couldn't always overcome his politic wisdom, the purring content he derived from watching his charm work on such a cantankerous, refractory subject as Mary Carson. While that long-dormant care for the welfare of a single other person champed and stamped up and down his mind, he acknowledged the existence of another entity dwelling side by side with it. The cat-cold cruelty of getting the better of, making a fool of a conceited, masterful woman. Oh, he'd always liked to do that. The old spider would never get the better of him. Eventually, he managed to shake free of Mary Carson and run Maggie to earth in the little graveyard under the shadow of the pallid, unwarlike, avenging angel. She was staring up into its mawkishly placid face with shrinking fear written on her own, an exquisite contrast between the feeling and the unfeeling, he thought. But what was he doing here? Chasing after her like a clucky old hen, when it was really none of his business, when it ought to be her mother or her father to find out what was the matter. Only that they hadn't seen anything wrong, that she didn't matter to them the way she mattered to him, and that he was a priest, he must give comfort to the lonely or the despairing in spirit. He couldn't bear to see her unhappy, yet he shrank from the way he was tying himself to her by an accumulation of events. He was making a whole arsenal of happenings and memories out of her, and he was afraid. His love for her and his priestly instinct to offer himself in any required spiritual capacity warred with an obsessive horror of becoming utterly necessary to someone human, and of having someone human become utterly necessary to himself. As she heard him walk across the grass, she turned to confront him, folding her hands in her lap and looking down at her feet. He sat near her, arms locked around his knees, the soutane in folds no more graceful than the easy length of the body inhabiting it. No sense beating around the bush, he decided. If she could, she would evade him.
"What's the matter, Maggie?"
"Nothing, Father."
"I don't believe you."
"Please, Father, please. I can't tell you."
"Oh, Maggie, ye of little faith. You can tell me anything, anything under the sun."